This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama-i kiram, dear friends and my beloved brothers in Islam, it is a fact and reality of the matter that we are sinners. Every single one of us is a sinner. We sin by day, we sin by night. We sin with our hands, our legs, ears, tongue, eyes, and with each and every limb of our body. In fact, not a portion of day goes by in which we do something to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the bigger problem is that we have become used to it, we have become immune to it. It has become like a normal routine of our life. The way eating and drinking has become a normal routine, sinning has become a normal routine of our life, and we are not realizing it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. My brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us regarding minor sins. Then what more about major sins? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that minor sins are like a pile of small branches. The way a pile of small branches are enough to create a big fire, minor sins are enough to spoil your hereafter, your akhirah. Forget about major sins. Minor sins are enough to spoil your akhirah. Now this is the problem we have. What is the solution? What is the way out? Where is the exit? What are we supposed to do in such a situation? The solution to this problem is clearly emphasized in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every single son of Adam alayhi salam is a sinner. It is impossible for a human being to reach the level of perfection where he abandons sins. It is impossible. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of the sinners are those who repent, who turn back to Allah, who realize their mistake and who are ready to reconcile with Allah, who are ready to return to Allah. There is no other solution. There is no other way out. There is no other exit. The only solution to return to Allah is to repent. And the only means for cleansing our sins is to turn back to Allah and ask for forgiveness. That is why repenting is not a voluntary act. It is a mandatory act. It is something which every single believer has to do. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O believers, return to Allah, repent to Allah, you might be successful. In another place Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. O believers, return to Allah, repent to Allah, true repentance, sincere repentance. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing on the fact that there are many kinds of repentance, and one of them is true repentance. And that is the repentance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reach upon. That is the repentance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Did you know that all the prophets before us, name it, Adam alayhi salam, Lut, Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, Ibrahim, Ismail, Musa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every prophet would ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every prophet. Then what about us? Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. We all know the story. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made a mistake, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was unhappy about it. On the other hand, Iblis, Shaitan also made a mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was unhappy. But are they at the same level today? Na'udhu billah, they are not. Are they together today, Adam alayhi salam and Shaitan? Are they? They are not. What's the reason? After Adam alayhi salam made a mistake, he realized that I've made a mistake. He repented. He came back to Allah and he said that, oh Allah, I am the guilty one, you are the exalted one. I've made a mistake. If you don't forgive me, then I will be from the destroyed ones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him and made him a Nabi who's going to be remembered as a prophet till the day of Qiyamah. And on the other hand, Iblis made a mistake and he did not repent. He didn't turn towards Allah. He showed pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him an accursed one in the court of Allah, and till the day of Qiyamah, he's going to be an accursed one. So do you see the benefit of repenting? The benefit of returning to Allah? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam are building Kaaba, the house of Allah. And why is building Kaaba? They are saying, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا تُبْ عَلَيْنَا, Allah accept our repentance. They are doing an act which is going to please Allah, yet they are asking for repentance. Today we sin but we don't ask for repentance. They are building Kaaba and they are saying, وَاللَّهُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, accept our repentance. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam wanted to see Allah, which he was not supposed to ask for. Nevertheless, after he fainted, and when he came back to his composure, what is the first thing he said? He said, فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ, Allah, you are the exalted one, I am the guilty one, forgive me for what I asked. He asked for forgiveness. The Prophet is asking for forgiveness. And how about our Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose past and future sins were forgiven? Allah says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Oh Muhammad, I've forgiven your past sins and your future sins. Yet it comes in one hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that I asked forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 100 times in a single day. A person whose past and future sins are forgiven, and he is asking for forgiveness from Allah more than 100 times in a single day. Now we have to ask a question to ourselves. How often do you think we need to ask for forgiveness from Allah, looking at the lives we are leading? And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to ask for forgiveness, to repent, He even reminds us that He is the merciful one. He's reminding us that don't be scared coming back to me. Don't be scared returning to me. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who else is going to forgive you apart from Allah? وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. It is Allah who forgives your sins and it is Allah who accepts your repentance. Where else are you going to go? It comes in one hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretches out His hands at night, during the night, to forgive the sinners of the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretches out His hands during the day to forgive the sinners of the night. It comes in another hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a disbeliever, not a believer, a disbeliever understood the mercy and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his slaves, then even he would be optimistic to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite his disbelief. A disbeliever would be optimistic to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only if we understood the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. My brothers, when Shaitan was expelled from the court of Allah, he said to Allah that by your honor, I'm going to misguide every single slave of yours. And in reply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him that you can do what you want, as long as they ask for forgiveness, I will keep forgiving them. As long as they return to me, I will keep forgiving them, no matter how much they sin. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Iblis. That is what Allah says in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Why don't they return towards Allah? فَإِن يَتُوبُوا يَكُ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If they return to Allah, it is beneficial for them. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you, but you have to show that, oh Allah, I'm sorry for what I have done. That is when Allah is going to forgive us. And Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even reminded us how merciful Allah is. It comes in a hadith that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked that, O Prophet of Allah, what dua should I make in the night of Qadr? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her that, O Aisha, say, Allahumma innaka afuun. Allah, you are the merciful one. You like forgiving. Tuhibbul afu. And you love forgiving. Fa'fu anna. Allah, forgive us. That is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us how merciful our Allah is. And do you know the biggest crime, the biggest sin a believer can commit is to leave hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the biggest sin a believer can commit. To leave hope in the mercy of Allah. To think that I'm the sinful one. To think that I'm worthless. If I have to go back to Allah, Allah is not going to accept my repentance. That is the biggest sin you can commit. You, this small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinks that you single-handedly can sin so much which can encompass the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Impossible, it cannot happen. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that two sins are the greatest sins. One of them is to leave hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me give you a few examples of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a woman comes to Hadrat Abu Huraira, a sahabi, a companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She comes to him and then she says that, Inni zanaytu wa wallattu wa qataltu. I fornicated, I committed zina, I gave birth to that child and then I killed that child. Halli min tawba. Is there forgiveness for me? Is your Allah going to accept my repentance? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who replies to her that you have committed one of the greatest sins. There is no forgiveness for you. The woman goes back crying and weeping. So Hazrat Abu Huraira starts thinking to himself that I gave a fatwa, I gave an answer while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present. Let me go and ask him. He goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informs him about the whole matter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes upset with Hazrat Abu Huraira. And he says that, O Abu Huraira, haven't you read the book of Allah? Haven't you read the words of Allah? وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. O Abu Huraira, didn't you read what Allah says in the Quran? That person who has to ascribe partners with Allah, and then he has to fornicate, and then he has to kill someone, and if he dies like that, then he's going to stay in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever and ever. Except, illa man tab, when he repents, Allah is ready to forgive everything. Oh, Abu Huraira, haven't you read that? That is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied. It comes in another narration that tomorrow on the day of resurrection, people will go in Jahannam and Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remove two people.